This last weekend, 15 of my agents came into Salt Lake City for the Massive Agent Mastermind, and we had an incredible time. We learned a lot, but we learned some very interesting stuff that so many realtors just don't know about their own business. Some things came to light, some information came to light as we were talking that I bet so many of you guys still don't understand about your own business. We're going to talk about that right now.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 187 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am Dustin Brome, your host. Question for you. Do you even know where your business is coming from? Do you know where the majority of your clients in your business comes from? So really interesting. This last weekend, as some of you guys know, and you've seen on my Instagram and Facebook stories, 15 of my agents from the Massive Agent team came into Salt Lake City. We did the first ever Massive Agent Mastermind. Had an absolute blast. It was so nice to just get together all in one place and hang out. We went hiking. Some of us went hiking up to some waterfalls in Big Cottonwood Canyon. Some of us, we all did a campfire this one night. Lots of lunches, lots of dinners, lots of hanging out by the pool. It was a blast. But what came out in those conversations was very interesting. And that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. This week's podcast is kind of two parts. All right. So first, I'm going to talk about, you know, where your business is coming from. And do you even really know? Maybe you don't. I'll share with you how you can find out where your business is coming from and what you should do about it once you know. But then there's a little bonus at the end because some other stuff has, there's just some other shit that I need to talk to you guys about that I'm noticing, not just with my agents from the team, but a lot of you guys, you know, DMs that I get, questions that I get asked, and it's a common theme that is really killing potential growth that you may have. So we're going to get to that as part two. So first off, I should probably do this before I get off into my story about our mastermind. If you are brand new to this show, welcome. My name is Dustin Brome, your host. I am a real estate agent in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I am co-founder of the Industry Syndicate Podcast Network. I am the creator of the Massive Agent Society and the Massive Agent Social Bootcamp, which is starting on July 28th. This podcast right here is the last that you'll hear about the Massive Agent Social Bootcamp before it is either sold out or it starts and it's too late to join anyways. So if you guys have not heard about that, you probably did in the intro to the show, but we talked about it last week and the episode with Todd Duncan, which is absolute gold, by the way. But the Massive Agent Social Bootcamp, it's the first time that we've done this. There's only 20 spots available. Well, there's less than 20 now. We capped it at 20 total spots available. There are not 20. There are less than 20 right now. We did that because we want an intimate group that, so we can hold your hand and teach you how to go from zero online presence to getting a shitload of deals organically and free from your social media, from Google, from online searches, and how to become a referral machine. All right. So we break it up into four 90-minute sessions, and it's just going to be an absolute blast. So that starts on July 28th. You can get all the details and find out if there are still spots available, depending on when you hear this, over at massiveagentbootcamp.com. Go watch the video. If you guys don't quite know about it, you're wondering what the details are, go to massiveagentbootcamp.com, watch the video, and claim your spot today. There's something that I was talking with an agent just yesterday who was getting started or claiming his spot. And I'm like, hey, you know, you're actually the only one from your state. And he's like, you mean that like any referrals that come from this, I'll just get because I'm the only one in the state? And I'm like, holy shit, yes. So there's a little side benefit. Only 20 agents are allowed to be in. Like there's only 20 spots. So go get yours today. I promise this is not something you're going to want to miss. If we do this bootcamp again, the price is going to go up. the price will definitely go up. So if we do this again, you're going to be paying more for it. So get it while you can at the current price that it's at. All right. So the Massive Agent Bootcamp in Salt Lake. I'm blessed to be surrounded with and partnered with such amazing human beings. Some of the best, some of the brightest, some of the best, some of the just the best human beings. It's just a blessing to. It's just a blessing. I'm very grateful for those agents that I'm able to work with at the capacity that we do. But we had such a great time. My wife and my kids came and we stayed at the hotel together. We did dinners together and all that. It was just awesome. But we were there to work. You know, we were there to, everyone was there to grow their business in a meaningful way. So it was very interesting. One part of it, we just asked everyone, where did your last five deals come from? And, you know, you could kind of see on everyone's face, they're like, huh, I haven't really thought of that. So we gave everyone time, write down, where did your last five closings come from? How did you get that business? And then I wrote them on a whiteboard. So every single one, we just tallied them up and we started to notice some trends. Very few of those closings came from strangers that were online leads. Okay. But the vast majority of them came from referrals and sphere of influence. Okay. Or social media, being noticed on social media, like having a conversation in a Facebook group, being helpful in a Facebook group and somebody finding out what you do for a living and then ultimately hiring you. So let's just say social media, but that's where the vast majority of everyone's closings came from: referrals, sphere of influence, social media. Okay. And then there's all the other bullshit, right? There's all these other ways that maybe one deal came from that. Maybe another deal came from that. When you spend so much time on marketing, if you're listening to this show, I know that you're spending time and mental energy on marketing. Okay. As you should be. But it's easy to get so focused on that and think that all of our business comes from your marketing efforts. Okay. But when you really back up and look, sometimes they don't. All right. So we just need to make sure that the effort that you're putting out there is producing the results. You guys have heard of the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle. 80% of the results come from 20% of the efforts, and vice versa. Okay. What is the vice versa? I'm having a hard time. I probably should have some notes pulled up that show this, but you know, basically what it says is 80% of the shit you do just doesn't matter. 20% of the stuff you do does. 20% of the stuff you do will move the needle and drive sales. So if we can figure out what the 20% is, we can spend more time doing that 20% and make it more like 50% or 80%, right? So it was such a powerful exercise. And we just noticed pretty much everyone's deals are coming from referrals somehow, social media somehow. And sometimes it's a referral that came from social media. Sometimes they mix together. But very few closings were happening with this group from cold leads, strangers from the internet that become a lead through a Facebook ad or a Google ad or whatever, and convert to a closing. That's okay. It doesn't mean that those things don't work. There's a lot of variables there, but it's important to know that, look, if your sphere of influence, if your past clients, if people who know you, people that you're connected with on social are the ones that are turning into business, then how can we do that more? How can we get more of that business? How can we take better care of our sphere of influence? How can we get them to see us more often? We talked about retargeting the sphere of influence, retargeting your email list, retargeting those that already know you, retargeting them with videos over and over so that they remember you exist. Okay, so that they, when the time comes for them to refer you to a friend or a family member, or to hire a realtor or reach out to a realtor themselves, they need to remember you at that time. Because if they don't, I promise you, they are seeing some other realtor in their newsfeed. Maybe it's someone they know, or maybe it's an ad, but they are seeing other agents come across. So you have to be seen more often, and you have to be likable. You have to be confident. They have to know what you do for a living, and believe that you are the right fit and then remember you at that time. Okay. So that's key. Now you can do that with Facebook and Instagram ads with retargeting, with custom audiences. We've talked about that in previous episodes. I'm not going to rehash that right now. That is, you know, that's something we teach, but in the previous episode where I dive deep on that. But also doing like client appreciation events or neighborhood events where you, someone mentioned doing a pumpkin patch. I've done photo shoots before where you hire a photographer to come for 2 or 3 hours and then you just fit a bunch of clients in there every 10 minutes to do family photos. And you say, hey, come get family photos, professional family photos for free. And they love that. Like they bring their whole family and wouldn't you know, referrals come from that. And they're, and your past clients show up for the photos and they're like, you know, by the way, the house is getting a little small. You know, we might need something else, or we're thinking about getting an investment property. And that may not have happened if you didn't meet in person, right? If they weren't reminded of you in that setting. So, you know, and gifting came up quite a bit. How can you give gifts to past clients? How can you give gifts to prospects and those that give referrals? All of that. But backing up to the point of why I'm bringing this up in part one of today's episode, because there are two parts today. Part one, you have to understand where your deals come from, because 20% of your activity, 20% of what you're doing is producing 80% of the results. So if you know what those things are that are driving results, you can do more of them. You can put more time and money and an effort into getting more of it. And guess what happens? You sell more homes, you make more money, you increase your income. Crazy. So that was a big aha moment for a lot of the agents who were there. And it was interesting for me to see as well. Because even like I get in the weeds with ads and social media content and all this stuff. And it's like, okay, social media, absolutely. If you're not getting 50% of your deals from social media, you're not doing it right. Okay. You're just not doing it right if you're not getting 50% of your deals, but that means doing it a very specific way, doing specific things, in specific places at specific times. It's not complicated, but you have to understand this and know what good content is and know what people want to see. And so, that if you can do that, knowing that that will get you seen by the 20% that drives your business, you're going to grow quickly. All right. So the call to action here, not the call to action, but the action item for you guys, the takeaway for you is go look at your last 5 deals or your last 10 closings and write down where every single one came from. If it was a past client, how did you get them originally? If it was a lead, from where? How did was it a Facebook ad? Was it a Zillow lead? Like, what was it? Write them all down and look at them so that you know, and then you'll start to notice your own trends. Then you can focus your time and your effort and your money and investing in getting more of those. That is so basic and so key with any business, not just for realtors. But if you guys can do that, your business will grow so dramatically quick. It's ridiculous. But this is something I certainly understand. 80% of the time we're just doing bullshit. Like 80% of the time it's just like, you know, busy work and doing this and, you know, blah, blah, blah. If we can be really, really intentional, and it doesn't mean that you just never do the 80%, because sometimes that shit you have to do, you can get yourself into a lot of trouble if you don't do some of it, right? But you have to figure out a way to do more of the 20% that drives the business. Starts with being aware. Really, 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 really cool. And another cool takeaway from the Massive Agent Mastermind this weekend. Earlier today, we had our first team meeting since that mastermind. And it was just so cool to hear how everyone who had bought a ticket to come, They got an airplane ticket. They paid for their hotel, the food, the travel. They you know, were separated from their families for the weekend. They made a commitment. They invested. There was a buy-in in order to come to this. And a lot of them haven't done anything like that in quite a while, at least not to this level. And so it was mind-boggling to me, not surprising, but always kind of crazy to hear how many of them said that in the last few days, or even while they were here in Salt Lake, that they picked up business. One of them, Matt, he showed up with, I don't think he had any current clients he was working with, and he left with two. He left with a listing and somebody else. And then this person said it, and this person said it, and this person's like, oh yeah, so-and-so just called me, and they want to sell and buy. And all this business came out of the woodwork all at once for the people who made a commitment to come to Salt Lake. They made an investment. They bought in to themselves and their business. And is it a coincidence that everyone just happened to have a bunch of clients coming out of the woodwork all of a sudden? I don't believe in coincidences. Not like this. No, it's because of the buy-in. It's because they made a commitment, a financial commitment, an energy commitment. Massive action was taken. And call it whatever you want. The universe, the world, the way things are. Those who are taking action, those who are moving, are rewarded. Okay, the world rewards those who are moving and taking action. Those that are sitting still waiting for shit to fall into their laps, not a goddamn thing's going to happen. Okay, you're going to be waiting a long fucking time if you think that you can just sit there and do some busy work and that business is just going to rain down on you. Nope. Get your ass in gear. Go to a conference. Go to a mastermind. Take a class. Hire a coach. Take a course. Go on freaking vacation. For real. Isn't it weird how when you go on vacation, like the day before as you're packing and getting ready, all of these people all of a sudden come out of the woodworks to hire you, or they want to meet, or they want to see a house? Weird. So do that more often. There's something very mystical about this that you've heard me talk about on previous episodes. I'm not going to go too much more into it right now, but it's real. And to see damn near all 15 of the agents who came to Salt Lake this weekend say that they actually went home with more business than they had when they came is not a coincidence. Interesting. Very interesting. It's crazy shit that does not surprise me at all. It wasn't until I started investing in myself and my body and my physical health, and I hired at the time, I thought a very expensive coach, which if you really break it down per week, it's less expensive than the jackass at Globo Gym, right? Who doesn't know what the hell they're doing. It's so funny, like expensive. When you think certain things are expensive, I was taught by my mentor, William, whenever somebody says that's expensive, you should say, well, compared to what? Compared to what? Like, is it expensive? Compared to what? Because then it gets you thinking like, oh, is this expensive or is this just more than I expected? It's just unexpected. And is it worth it? Maybe it is. Depends on what we're talking about. I'm being very vague here, but you get where I'm going with this. Very interesting stuff, guys. So I want to applaud everyone who came to the mastermind, everyone who didn't come or was not able to. We're definitely going to be doing them again, not just for my team, but we're going to be doing some events for anyone listening, whether you're on our team or not. We'll be doing them a couple times a year, maybe three, four times a year around the country in different places. So stay tuned for that. I'll probably have something going on in September, whether that's for our team or if it's open to everyone or not, I do not know yet, but that'll be coming in September. Stay tuned for that. Just awesome. What a fun weekend. And I'm so damn proud of everybody. And I learned a lot from them. And I just can't wait to do it again. Cannot wait to do it again. Okay. Part two of the podcast. Okay. The bonus section, if you will. Something else, another topic that we discussed at the mastermind, and something that I've been thinking about all day today, because I was listening to a podcast episode by one of my good friends and mentors, John Madsen, that good is the enemy of great. Good is the enemy of great. And what I mean by that is so many of you guys, you're doing well, right? You're selling homes. You're having your busiest year yet. It feels good. You're comfortable. You're like, oh, you know, you have some money in your pocket. Business is moving a little bit. And you think that you're doing the best you possibly can. Now, when I say it out loud like that, you're like, no, I don't think I'm doing it. You don't think that consciously, but subconsciously you do. Because when things are good, when you're comfortable, you think you're doing well, does it mean that you're doing the best that you possibly can? What if by doing X or implementing Y, you could be doing 10 times better than you are right now? That's what I mean by good is the enemy of great. How many of you guys, when you felt comfortable, your back is not against the wall, you are, times are good. Like the market's good. You're selling stuff. You have clients to work with. And then you stop doing the things that you know you have to do to stay busy and to continue getting more business and to grow. If I asked you guys, how many of you want to grow your sales over the next 12 months to more than you're doing now, every single freaking one of you would say yes. But do your actions map to that? I doubt it. Maybe some of you guys, some of you guys, yes. But the vast majority of you, no, bullshit. And I'm talking to myself here a little bit too, because I have to consciously audit whether or not I'm being complacent or not. Because when things are going well, you think that that's the best that they could do. But what if I see this so often with realtors that get the majority of their business from referrals. We were just talking about this in part one. You get the majority of your business from your referrals. So then you don't do the social media stuff. You aren't focused on having a great online presence. You're not growing your reviews the way that you should. You're not doing the things that when the market slows down or even right now will just get you to grow much faster, because you're busy, you're good. You're just doing what got you busy. Okay. But are you continuing to do what got you busy and then grow it and double down and triple down and figure out how to do more and more and more? Probably not. I see this all the time. I mentioned our massive agent bootcamp. You know, really who the bootcamp is not for. Let me start with who it's not for. It's not for the team that's selling 600 homes a year and they get business from social media content that they're very consistent with, and they get business organically from Google search, and they get paid leads from Zillow and Boomtown and wherever else, and they get a shitload of referrals. Okay. That's who it's not for, because they have all the pillars figured out and they're dialed in. For the rest of you, even if you are a team leader and you sell 600 homes a year, but those come strictly from paid leads from Boomtown or Realtor or Zillow or whatever, or, you know, Dave Ramsey ELP or, you know, some other program, and that's what you're reliant on, but you don't do shit on social media, you have no social media presence, yeah, you're doing great. You're selling 600 homes a year. But if you just did social media the right way consistently, and you, if you're selling 600 homes a year, you don't have an excuse. You have a budget to have a marketing person implement this shit. And if you did, you'd go from 600 to 850 sales a year, or 950, or maybe even 1,000 sales a year. But because you're stoked about the 600, that is the enemy of greatness. Now, maybe you're just selling one or two homes a month. You're totally cool with that. You're putting along with one or two homes a month. It's decent money, better than you've done before in your life. Now, I'm describing myself early in my career. Once I started selling consistently one or two homes a month, I was like, oh my God, like, this is amazing. This is like over $10,000 a month. This is nuts. Like I'm rich, you know, I'm absolutely rich. Well, perspective changes as you learn more and you meet people who are making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. And you're like, okay, I could do better. But you see that there's other levels out there. Like this is what's so key about going to these masterminds, going to conferences and networking with other agents and all that is you start to gain perspective about what these other levels are. If you're stoked about your 40 sales a year, and then you go meet someone that's selling 300 homes a year and they work less than you, and you're like, holy shit, like there's levels. So if you are so comfortable and so satisfied and content with the level you're at, you'll never be able to get to another level. So the Massive Agent Social Bootcamp, it is for those who are either you have nothing going on, you're a brand new realtor, you're trying to get it started, you have zero online presence. Great. We're going to teach you in 60 days how to have the online presence of a market leader. We're going to show you how to 10X your Google reviews. We're going to show you how to show up organically in Google search. We're going to show you how to become a referral machine. We're going to show you the system to do that. We're going to show you exactly how you can be getting 50% of your deals from social media every single year. We're going to give it all to you. We're going to hold your hand through it. But then if you're an agent that's comfortable selling 30 or 40 homes, well, I guarantee you, you're not doing one of those things, right? Like, so maybe you get a shitload of referrals, but you have no social media presence. Maybe you do social media very well, but when somebody Google searches realtors in your area, you don't show up at all because you haven't done the organic SEO stuff in the right places to show up when people search. And let me give you a little hint. I don't care where you are. There's a lot of people searching for agents. A lot of people searching for agents. And if you're not showing up, that's a lot of business you're missing out on. You just have to know a few things and you have to have someone hold your hand to do it. But if you're so happy, if you're so content, if you're so quote unquote good, you'll never get to great. Not possible. So one of the biggest mistakes that you could ever make in business and life is to think that just because you feel good now, that that's it. That if you can just add one more component or focus on one more thing and implement one more strategy, and you can go from 1 to 10, you can go from 10 to 100, you can go from good to freaking great. Really think about where you're at mentally right now, because if you are just kind of going with the motions, you're not investing in masterminds or courses or boot camps or conferences, man, it sucks. I mean, the opportunity cost there is so expensive. I've said this before. Sometimes the most expensive thing you can do is not taking the course, not hiring the coach, not going to the boot camp or the mastermind. Sometimes that is the most expensive thing you could ever do, because if you just made that small investment of time and money, you get 10X your sales. And what that means is if you're making $100,000 a year right now and you 10X your business, that you'd be making $1 million in a year. That's $83,333 per month, every month. That's $19,230 every week. $1,230 every week, or $2,739 a day. If you just implement a new strategy that helps you 10X your sales, you can get to $1 million a year. And it's not rocket science, guys. It's not rocket science, but it starts with asking yourself, are you settling? Are you mistaking something that's working well for something that's working as good as it can? Because most of us make the mistake of thinking that something that's working well, that's it. Something working well could work better, but you've got to have somebody to help you find out whether or not that's true. So guys, good is the enemy of great. Ask yourself, is that true for you? If so, where? Where and how? Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. I hope this was helpful. Again, last call, Massive Agent Bootcamp. By the time you hear this, if you're hearing this, it's not sold out, okay? It's not sold out. But if you're hearing this, this is also the last call, because it starts July 28th at 1:30 p.m. Mountain Time, and it's going to sell out prior to that. So go grab a spot, invest. Guys, it's all about the buy-in. You've got to commit. Those of you that already have, some of you guys that have registered for the bootcamp have already messaged me saying, hey, this just changed, or this just showed up, or I can't believe this just happened. This must be a coincidence. It's not coincidence. When everyone's having the same experience, it's not a goddamn coincidence. Okay. It's how shit works. And I can scream it till I'm blue in the face, but you won't understand it until you understand it by putting yourself in the position to have great shit happen to you by buying in, by investing in yourself. That's how the world works. I can't explain it the way I can't explain gravity. I can't explain electricity, but I know when I go flip that freaking switch, that the light's gonna turn on. That's all I need to know. It's just how it works. It's been my experience as well. So I hope this was helpful for somebody. Hope it was helpful for somebody. So stay tuned. Masterminds all around the country. They're gonna be happening soon. Had a blast this weekend with you guys who were there from the team. Man, such good people. And can't wait to hang out with you guys in Dallas for the EXP training with Tony Robbins in mid-August. That is going to be a blast. I cannot wait for that because there's going to be a bunch of people from the team that are going to be there. Anyhow, appreciate you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I will talk to you next week on the next episode of the Massive Agent Podcast. Take care.